Sometimes people make foolish, short-sighted mistakes, and most of the time, they get away with them. But not always. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It is Monday. It's September 27th, 2021. That was NCT 127 with Sticker. So, have you guys, anyone out there, hit the snooze button way too many times this morning? Maybe that made you late for class or work or wherever it was you needed to go. Perhaps you went to bed way too late. You were busy streaming the new hottest show. Maybe it was Ojingo Game, Squid Game. That's apparently a really hot one from the K-drama realm. And you streamed it while telling yourself you're going to be fine, only to spend your entire Monday extra groggy and tired. Or maybe you were pigging out all weekend and now your pants don't fit. It's hard to breathe. You feel your muffin top. It's uncomfortable. We've all been there. Sometimes we make short-sighted decisions, even if deep down in our guts, we know we shouldn't be making those decisions. We know better than that, right? So what's a mistake you guys tend to make more often than you should? It's funny because humans, we're actually quite dumb sometimes. Like, we make the same mistake again. Like streaming your favorite K-drama late into the night. You swear you'll never do it again because you're just so out of it the next day. Alcohol's another one, right? How many times have you heard a friend or someone say, "I quit drinking," and they're back drinking like a week later, maybe even less? Well, today's coffee or tea story, it's about a couple, and actually not a couple, but like a couple of dudes who make a certain decision about something that they're not very careful about, and they have to pay a big price for it. Acting against your better judgment, it may feel like the right thing at the moment. It's like YOLO, right? But it always comes back biting us in the butt. If any of you are procrastinating on something, or maybe you're staying up too late or thinking about doing something you know is too risky, think about it again. This is our PSA to anyone who needs to hear it. Think about it again, okay? Mind over body. Body over, I don't know. Just be rational. Think it through. All right, here's Ihai featuring B.I. Kuonja, Savior. That was Ihai featuring B.I. with Kuonja, Savior. You guys are tuned into K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. Let me run through the ways you can tune into our show. We do have quite a few ways, actually. Take your pick. Shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz. That is bound for Europe. 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We also have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on-air app, KBS Kong app, and, of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app. We do ask that you give us a rating on that podcast app. We really appreciate that feedback. It's great to, first of all, just know where we stand in your eyes, but also it helps to connect other people to our show. So 5 stars is the max. I mean, hey, let's shoot for the stars or 5 stars, all right? Any different ways to contact us or give us feedback, we have our site, our homepage that's found at world.kbs.co.kr. You can also leave us comments, song requests. You can answer our weekly Your 2 Cents question. That's all up on our gram. The handle for that is at KBS K-pop. 2 tracks. And then that coffee or tea story I promised you. Here's Twice with Feel Special. Following that, we have 17 singing Home. Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. In southern Arizona of the U.S., they are the kinds of cacti that have big arms like we see, you know, in those old American films. They're called saguaros. They're protected by various laws by the government, and they live to be hundreds of years old. Well, back in 1982, roommates David Grundman and James Joseph Cicciocci decided to pack up their guns and go wandering in the desert of Arizona. Maybe it was the devil in them, but for some reason they decided they wanted to shoot whatever it was they could find, and that included some road signs and saguaros. They began shooting at small cacti so many times that they thudded to the ground one by one. And then soon they chose a big one to shoot. It was roughly like 8 meters high, estimated to be 100 years old. Well, from a few meters away of this giant old cactus, they blasted a few holes in its giant trunk. You know, they're all smirking to one another, high-fiving, feeling strong. That is, until it gave way and fell right on top of one of them, crushing and impaling him with those nail-like spikes. He died, being alone and unable to crawl away. Well, there are many stories out there that follow this nature versus man narrative, whether it's a wild bear or a landslide. But this is the only one, known widely anyway, where a plant decided to strike back. But then again, saguaros, there are tall cactuses that can reach heights of 18 meters even and weigh up to 8 tons. That is 8,000 kilograms, you guys. That's a crazy amount. Of course, we're not poking fun at a man's lost life by any means, but we're just trying to maybe remind ourselves that Mother Nature should not be reckoned with, right? We see the tsunamis and earthquakes, and we're kind of aware of the power of those, but even plants, trees, even the cute, fluffy animals, they can do some damage. So everyone, we need to be careful. We need to be respectful as well. And also, poor guy, right? That is quite a tragic story. Just a couple of guys thinking they're being guys. And yeah, a very tragic ending to that. Let's take a listen to a couple songs, shall we? Kwon Jina featuring Park Moon Chi. This is Knock. Then we have Chen singing 우리 어떻게 할까요? Shall we? What the?
K-pop.
Welcome everyone to What the K-pop. Every Monday, we choose a K-pop song and a phrase from the lyrics to learn some Korean with our 작가님. That's a new word for you. 하림, who just joined us in the studio.
Studio. 안녕하세요, everyone.
Hi, 하림. So we talked about some short-sighted mistakes, right? That is such a sad story, by the way, of the
Which
cactus
one?
Duo.
But that was a bad mistake.
That
you
was
know,
a really
I
bad
feel like
mistake.
They should have known.
Yeah, don't shoot living plants, though. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Or don't shoot living anything.
That's true. That's true. Anyway, what about you? Any short-sighted mistakes you find yourself making often?
So, you know, today's opening was definitely inspired by what I am going through.
Oh.
Because until yesterday, I was watching the one that you mentioned, Squid Game.
Is it that good?
Long. It's really good.
It's but, like, the highest rated Korean content, right? It was number one on all of Netflix?
Yeah, not only in Korea, but I think in the US and like in other parts of Asia. It's very different from all the other Korean shows that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it's pretty well made. You should watch.
Yeah, I already know though. I'm going to be going through what you're going to go through.
Exactly.
I'm going to be so tired.
I know, but you would enjoy it.
I would think I would enjoy it. It's Lee Jung-jae, right?
Mm-hmm. Lee Jung-jae. Oh, your favorite's also.
Who?
Yeah, he's a cameo in it. Your favorite?
I have a few favorites. Hyunbin?
No.
Park Seo-joon?
No.
Gong Yoo?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm surprised he was on the third place.
Yeah, he's been dropping lately. It was ever since he took an endorsement deal for a beer that I think is disgusting.
You can't separate the art from the artist.
I know. It was just, you should have better taste than that, Gong Yoo.
Anyway, I recommend it.
Okay.
I mean, I bet you would binge watch it for a few days, but it's not that long. There are only like 9 episodes. So
okay, not bad, not bad.
It's not like Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know who your celebrity crush is. Oh, other than V.
Oh, celebrity crush. Yeah, so I have an addictive personality. Same with binge-watching shows or, like, celebrity crush. Uh-huh. I have to, like, know their birthday. I have to know their blood type.
Yeah,
I have to
watch
all of their performance videos. But, yeah, my last one was V. My very first one was, remember Shinhwa?
Yes. Was it Eric?
Yes.
I knew it.
How did you know?
You seem to like the really sort of brooding sort of eyes.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. I think I like the one with the most visuals.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting. Good to know.
Yeah.
What song are we listening to today?
Well, the phrase is kind of related to what we've been talking about, but the song we're going to listen to is 4 Minutes 미쳐. I won't say the meaning yet.
Okay.
But I think the song is so popular, I think most people already know.
I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? For our dialogue, let's play Mother and Daughter.
All right. Okay. I think I'm the mom, right?
Yes.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Mom. How was work?
Oh, it was a crazy day as usual. You know, restaurant business. Sometimes the chef gets mad because I cooked broccoli for 3 minutes instead of 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Ugh.
Or the server forgets an order, so we have to give them a complimentary dish. Ah, Micho.
Don't mind him, Mom. He's insane. You know, I bet if he saw me boiling water, he would come over and be like, the water's too burnt.
Micho, you're right. He's crazy. Oh, by the way, you took out the laundry from the washer like I told you to, right?
What?
Oh, Micho. So it's been sitting there all day. It's going to smell like sewer water. It's going to smell bad.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, 진짜 미쳐.
So speaking of watching shows, there's another show that I've been obsessed with.
Okay.
I think you know which one. You may know.
Does it have two initials?
No, it's the one where all the top female like dancers in Korea, they are competing, like dance crews.
Oh.
You must know, no?
Oh, no. What is it
called? Can I say the title? It's the Street
Dancer. I heard somebody Super. Talking about
it. Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with
it. Is that good?
It's really good. You know those like competition shows?
Yes.
It's bad, but it's so addictive.
Super addictive.
I've been on this high like for the past 3 weeks.
I also think we've become sort of desensitized to good singers in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the most part, everyone can sing in Korea.
Right.
It's like the 노래방 culture.
Right.
But dancing, I don't think we're desensitized yet. So when we see like bodies move the way they do, it's still shocking for us. Whereas now when I see people belt out notes on TV, I'm just like, yeah, you should be at least at that level. you know?
It's like we've seen too many, right?
Yeah, we're spoiled.
Well, yeah, also another different thing about these dancers is because, you know, we've seen a lot of idols dance, but it's different when choreographers dance or dance crews dance.
Like, this is like the ultimate creme de la creme.
Yeah, like, you know, they say idols or singers, they perform to have eyes on them.
Right.
But the choreographers, they do it, they perform to have the eyes on the dance. So they're so good.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So I picked this song because this song is actually recently played from that show.
No wonder. I was wondering where this blast from the past came. Let's take it line by line. 미쳐, 소리 질러, 즐겨봐.
Go crazy and scream, enjoy it.
또 이 밤이 가잖아.
The night is passing by again.
다 뛰어, 흔들어, 날 보고 미쳐. Why are you
laughing? It's such an exciting phrase, and you sounded like an AI. 다 뛰어, 흔들어.
날 보고 미쳐.
Everyone jump, shake, go crazy, looking at me.
따라해, 모두 다 미쳐.
Follow after me, everyone get crazy. So, 미쳐 is used in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. It could be used as a reaction to something, like in our dialogue, yeah. like you felt you were going crazy, or you felt like something was crazy, mm-hmm. you had a crazy day, you said 미쳐, 미쳐, mm-hmm. you know, it's crazy. Or, like, similar to when you said, like, when I said I didn't do the laundry, and you're like, oh, 미쳐, 미쳐, you know?
Have you ever left the laundry in the washer all day, though? Oh, man, does it stink.
I know. I still make that mistake time to time.
I do, too, occasionally, and I just want to die every time.
It's
so
know.
Sticky.
So we have to do it all over
exactly.
again. But, yeah.
Okay, so it's a phrase, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's crazy, or, oh, it drove me crazy. It could be anything along the lines of that.
Yeah, usually when you're, like, stressed out or something, yeah. you're like, ah, 미쳐, 미쳐,
미쳐,
you know?
미쳐.
But another way we can use it is when you're, like, laughing. Oh. Or when you found something funny, you're like, ah, 미쳐, 미쳐.
Oh, like, which is, you like, know? You're driving me crazy because it's funny.
Yeah, mm. like, even in English, we're like, ha, 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 that's crazy,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
And the third one is when you're saying it directed to someone else, just like 4Minute is doing in the song. It means get crazy or go crazy.
Ah.
Although I'm not sure if we would use it in our daily life.
Like, come on, Harim. Let's micha over your scripts. Sophia, yeah, you record that and micha and push that button.
That's so funny.
See, I guess we wouldn't really use it in daily
life. Okay, maybe in the singing room, if you're like trying to pump up the mood with your friends, you're like, you guys go 미쳐, you know?
But okay, can I add a little caveat to this?
Okay.
I do feel like only certain people can get away with saying this.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I definitely cannot get away with saying
it.
Really? I can see you doing it.
Like, but I don't think I would say this phrase. It's like awkward for me to be like, come on, everyone, 미쳐. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of awkward.
It's definitely something I would say performers say.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine Dynamic Duo, like, saying it at a concert.
Like,
or, like,
G-Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it's a fun phrase. It's a very easy phrase.
All right. 미쳐, mm-hmm. right? Well, Harim, thank you for teaching us that semi-useful phrase.
Yes.
Actually, it's useful in everyday intonation, but I don't think it's useful for me to pump up a crowd.
Right.
But I can say always... this a lot with friends.
Right. But yeah. you can use it with, you know, as a reaction, like, ah, oh, 미쳐.
미쳐,
like, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to have to watch that drama you're talking about, the Squid Game.
Oh, you have to. 미쳐, 미쳐.
Thanks, honey. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Let's end her out with this song for a minute. 미쳐, crazy. That was 미쳐 crazy by 4Minute. Actually, take out the S, just 4Minute. I always want to be grammatically correct. All right, in case you missed it, you guys, get me a ticket to Busan. Busan Film Festival coming up, right? This is a big one, getting bigger, getting more recognition on the international stage as well. We got the 26th BIFF, or Busan International Film Festival, going to be held August, or not August. What's wrong with me today? I have to confess, I'm running on very little sleep, so maybe that's why. October 6th, it's going to be hosted by Park So-dam and Song Joong-ki. As many of you know, Song Joong-ki is known for many, many, many lead hit roles, including, of course, KBS's very own Taehyung-ae Hwae, or Descendants of the Sun. Park So-dam, also known for many roles, but probably the most acclaimed one would be in the Oscar-winning film 기생충, or Parasite. Unlike last year's BIFF, it was scaled back due to the pandemic. This year, we actually will have an opening ceremony in person. Filmmakers and stars from all over the world here in Korea and out will be in attendance. So that is super exciting. Can I go? How can I go? I want to go. I love Busan. I love Song Joong-ki. I love Park So-dam. Sign me up if you can. Moving on to some other news here. Suspended sentence for B.I. We did hear a song by B.I. earlier. It was actually by Lee Ha-yi, but it featured B.I. Well, according to sources, a suspended prison sentence for the former leader of ICON. He was convicted of illegal drug use, right? Although, well, the suspended prison sentence has been finalized in absence of an appeal. Neither the prosecution or the defendant filed an appeal. So that means he will be sentenced to 3 years in prison, suspended for 4 years, though. So what that means is, as long as he's on good behavior, he doesn't actually have to be in prison. But the second he breaks that probation, he's in prison. Anyway, that's gonna be happening. This was laid down by Seoul Central District Court on September 10th. He was indicted for purchasing and using illegal drugs, which include marijuana and LSD pills, through an acquaintance. That was on two occasions, at least noted or recorded, April and May of 2016. Let's listen to a song by Yoon Mi-rae. This is from the Descendants of the Sun or Taehyung Ae-hwa soundtrack, Always. Then we have ICON singing Wae Wae Wae. Why, why, why?
그대를 바라볼 때면 모든 게 멈추죠. 언제부턴지 나도 모르게였죠. 나는 차갑죠. 처음부터 지금까지도
That was Wae Wae Wae, Why 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 by ICON. Before that, we had Yoon Mi-rae's song, Always. You guys are tuned in to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Monday. That means you still have some time to get in your responses for this week. We have a segment called Requests and Responses on Wednesday. That's basically you can write in with any message you want, topped off with a song request. We also have a segment called Your Two Cents. That's on Thursdays. Basically, that has a weekly question. We call it the Your Two Cents or Y2C question. You answer it. We share some of those responses on our segment. For both days, we pick out two people and send them prizes. So test your luck. Also, just get connected. Make your voice heard. Get your song requests in. We'll try to play as many as we can. Here's Son Woo-jung singing Dingle Dingle, Idol Idol. Then we have Cho Jung-suk with Jwa Jwa, I Like You. Last song for today, D-Hack and Pateko with Ohio My Night. That's it for us. Our producer, Sophia Hong, writers, Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.